This lecture is going to look at the land and buildings that fall under the category of zero-rated supplies. Now, Schedule 8 of VATA 1994 lists all the supplies that are zero-rated in the VAT legislation. We only find a reference to land and buildings in two groups within Schedule 8. The first is Group 5, which deals with construction of buildings, etc. And the second is Group 6, which deals with protected buildings. We will start off by having a look at Group 5, the construction of buildings.
Under Item 1A of Group 5, the first grant of a major interest by a person constructing a building designed as a dwelling, or number of dwellings, or intended for use solely for a relevant residential or a relevant charitable purpose, can be zero-rated. A relevant residential purpose is basically a home or institution providing residential accommodation for children, personal care for the elderly or disabled, a hospice, residential accommodation for students, or a monastery, nunnery, or similar establishment. A relevant charitable purpose is for use by the charity, but not in the course or furtherance of their business, or for use as a village hall. So, if I was to summarise item 1A, I would say that the onward supply of a major interest in a newly constructed building designed as a dwelling or intended for residential or charitable use is zero rated. Also covered by the zero rating legislation, item 1B, is the onward supply of a major interest where a builder or developer has converted a non-residential building into a building designed as a dwelling or number of dwellings or intended for use solely for a relevant residential purpose.
So, the first grant by a person building a new home or converting a commercial building into a new home, the first grant of a major interest in that building will be zero rated. Now, a major interest is defined in the legislation as a freehold or a lease exceeding 21 years. So, as an example, we have wonky builders who build a brand new home on a beautiful executive estate, which they then sell. They actually sell the freehold to Mr. and Mrs. Jones. So we have a builder of a new home making her first grant of a major interest, i.e. freehold, in the building to Mr. and Mrs. Jones. This would be a zero-rated sale for wonky builders.
Two more supplies are covered by items 2 and 4 of Group 5 of Schedule 8.
Now, the first of these supplies is a supply in the course of construction of that building we mentioned on the previous slide. The supply in the course of construction of that building of services related to the construction. So let us say that Wonky Builders contracts with a plasterer to come in and plaster so many of the houses on the building site. That would be services related to the construction, and those services could be zero rated. However, the legislation says that the zero rating does not apply to the services of an architect, surveyor, consultant, or any person acting in a supervisory capacity. So basically, what does zero rating apply to? Well, it applies to subcontractor services, so there are plasterers, bricklayers, plumbers who are providing a service up to the main contractor. Those are the sorts of services that can be zero rated in respect of the construction of that sort of home. If that subcontractor, as well as providing services, also supplies some materials, so let us say he brings his own plaster, or he supplies his own bricks, then the supply of those building materials can be zero rated as well. Now it is time for you to have a go at a question. Have a look at the four following supplies and decide whether they are zero rated or not. If you think they are zero rated, click on the appropriate button. When you have finished, click on the answer button. Well, if we look at the first supply, it was the sale of a 99-year lease. A 99-year lease is a major interest. In flat 3 of a 6-flat conversion of an old warehouse in Salford by the builder Splendid Homes, the supply of a major interest in a brand new home by the builder is zero rated. Item number 2 is the sale of a freehold in flat 2 in the development by Mr. Smith, who purchased it 3 months ago, and the flat has never been lived in. Well, it is supply of a major interest, and it is in a brand new home, but the supply is being made by Mr. Smith, and he is not the builder of that home, and hence we do not have a zero-rated supply here.
In number 3,
this is not covered by the zero-rated legislation, as it was incurred on a conversion rather than a new construction. Conversion costs are only zero-rated when supplied to a relevant housing association, which you can see in Item 3, Group 5 of Schedule 8. The services will be reduced rated under the Schedule 7A Group 6.
In number 4, we have a supply of architect services to the builder. Well, if you remember, architect service was one of those categories of subcontractor whose services could not be zero-rated. So this is not a zero-rated supply.
Now we are going to have a look at the sort of protected buildings that also fall into zero-rated category, as outlined in Group 6 of Schedule 8. Let us look at the definition of protected buildings. Basically, this is a building designed to remain as or become a dwelling or a number of dwellings, or is intended for use solely for the relevant residential purpose or a relevant charitable purpose. That is the first condition. The second condition is that the building is either a listed building or a scheduled monument. Now, as for construction of buildings in Group 5, a relevant residential purpose is basically a children's home, hospice, accommodation for students, nunnery, monastery, etc., all those examples we looked at before. A relevant charitable purpose, again, is for use by a charity, but not in respect of its business activities. So it is exactly the same definition as we had for construction of buildings. Now let us have a look at what exactly is zero rated.
The first thing that is zero rated is the first grant by a person substantially reconstructing a protected building of a major interest in, or in any part of, the building or its site. So again, we have a first grant, and again we have a major interest. It is sounding very similar to our construction of buildings that we looked at previously. The first grant of a person who is substantially reconstructing a protected building, when they make the first grant of a major interest in that building, is zero-rated supply. A building is substantially reconstructed where the reconstructed building incorporates no more of the original building than the external walls, together with other external features of architectural or historic interest.
Let us have a look at the second item that is zero-rated. The supply in the course of an approved alteration of a protected building of any services other than the services of an architect, surveyor, or any person acting as a consultant or in a supervisory capacity.
Well, we have seen this one before as well, haven't we? This basically allows us to zero-rate the services of those subcontractors. An approved alteration in the case of protected buildings is work for which there is planning permission and does not include work on repair or maintenance or any incidental alteration to the fabric of the building. The final thing that is zero-rated is the supply of building materials to a person to whom the supplier is also supplying services within Item 2, which include the incorporation of the materials into the building in question. So again, we have seen this before. It is the supply of building materials by that subcontractor we have previously mentioned. Once again, it is quite a narrow definition of something that is zero-rated. We are looking at a listed building here, and we are looking at a substantial reconstruction or an approved alteration before we can even consider zero-rating any supplies made. So let us summarise what we have said is zero-rated. First of all, we need a major interest which is a freehold or a lease exceeding 21 years. Then we need a first grant of this major interest. So it is the first time a major interest has been supplied in this building. This first grant of a major interest is being made by the constructor of that building or the creator of that building. So it is either the constructor who has built the brand new homes or the builder who has made this non-domestic building into a home, a domestic building. And, of course, as I have now mentioned, the building in question is a home, so it is a domestic building. It is either being used as a home by a family, a single person, or it is some sort of children's home, or home for the elderly, or has some sort of non-business use by a charity. Something I have not mentioned previously is a slight amendment made to the legislation by the Finance Act 2001, which extended zero rating to the grant of a major interest in a house which has been renovated after being empty for 10 years or more. In this case, we have a house. No one has lived in it for 10 years or so. A builder comes along, renovates the house, and then sells a major interest in that house. That sale is a zero-rated supply. Do not forget, also included in the zero-rated category are protected buildings. Now, protected buildings, remember, are these listed buildings or are scheduled monuments, and the building basically is domestic. It is a dwelling, or it is used for a relevant residential or a relevant charitable purpose. That building needs to be substantially reconstructed, or needs to have some sort of approved alteration, which is a major change in the building, not just a repair. Hence, zero rating will apply to the first grant by a person substantially reconstructing a protected building of a major interest in that building, or the supply in the course of an approved alteration. The supply by a subcontractor of his services, and also perhaps building materials. Let's look next at supplies that attract the reduced rate of VAT. The first to consider is qualifying services supplied in the course of certain residential conversions. The liability of conversion work is summarized in the table on screen. The next supply is that of qualifying services supplied in the course of renovating and altering certain buildings that have been empty for 2 or more years. The above supplies also include building materials and certain electrical goods incorporated into a building by a builder who also supplies the services. The reduced rate also applies to the installation of energy-saving materials and grant-funded installation of heating equipment or security goods or connection of goods supply. Turning now to DIY house builders. There is a scheme available that puts them on the same footing as a developer selling a zero-rated property by refunding them the VAT on the main construction or conversion costs. Under the scheme, customs refund any VAT chargeable on the supply of any goods used in connection with construction or conversion work, provided the relevant conditions are met. To meet these conditions, the work must comprise the construction of a building designed as a dwelling or number of dwellings, or the construction of a building for use solely for a relevant residential purpose, or a residential conversion, i.e. the conversion of a non-residential building into either a building designed as a dwelling or a building intended solely for a relevant residential purpose. The work must meet several other conditions. It must be carried out lawfully and otherwise than in the course or furtherance of any business. The goods must be building materials which are incorporated in the building or its site. Refunds can be claimed on materials that would be zero-rated when supplied with zero-rated work, but not on any that would be supplied with standard-rated work. The claim must be made in the time limit set by customs, in the manner set by them, and must contain such information and to be accompanied by such documents as they require. It is possible for a claim to be made where a contractor has been used to do work in respect of a residential conversion, provided the work is carried out lawfully and not in the course or furtherance of a business. Also, the contractor must not be acting as an architect, surveyor, or consultant, or in a supervisory capacity. The scheme can be used to claim VAT on eligible goods used to construct a new qualifying dwelling, communal residential building, or charity building, and on eligible goods and services used to convert a non-residential building into a qualifying dwelling or communal residential building. The buildings should not be intended for business purposes. Builders' services in connection with the construction of a new building should be zero-rated and reduced rate in certain circumstances for conversions. Claim forms and other information are available from Customs National Advice Centre or the HMRC website. Some important points to remember are as follows. Only one claim is allowed for each building. The completed claim should be sent to customs no later than 3 months after completion of the construction or conversion. Customs will acknowledge the claim in 10 working days, and if they have no queries, refunds will usually be made within 30 working days. The claim is to be sent to the DIY builders and Converter's VAT Refund Scheme Processing Unit covering the postcode for the building subject to the claim.